ideas for other bands to come do that. So, you know, look out October timeframe to do that.
Yeah, it's good. It was a good energy. You could feel it, you know, coming over the bits and bytes over the internet.
Boy, you should have been here. The vibe in here, speaking of that, was just crazy. It was really so good.
Well, I was hoping I could be here, but it sounded like it was a little crowded.
It was a little bit. It was. But yeah, I mean, the little hallways that we have here, all the little rooms, I mean, they were just like filled with artists. It was like being backstage somewhere. And the vibe was just great because you'd think that, you know, people that play around in the scene kind of know each other, but they don't. So a lot of times they're meeting for the first time and, you know, like talking to each other about music and, hey, let's collab or something. And it was really kind of cool. So, yeah, I'm still flying around on this. It was good.
Yep. Well, you were the one of the catalysts, and you and Sue, you know, I know we're involved in doing that together. She did the web stuff. And
yeah,
it was great.
We did. We had a couple of people that really stepped up, and it all starts with a good idea. And that's what it was. So I had a good idea for today's show by inviting you. So thank you for coming. You've been here with us many times. And in the 10 o'clock hour, you're going to have a 5-song set.
Yep, hopefully.
And we're going to
see. Got at least 4.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can repair the computer. We'll see. Luckily, you're an IT professional, so we can see what's up with that. But we'll figure it out one way or the other. And my friend in Queens, New York, Teresa, her son is in a band called Holy Tunics. And they're kind of ripping it up. So they have a new record coming out, and I have 2 tracks to play, one from the new record and one from a record that came out just last year. So we're going to talk to Teresa around 10:30 or so.
Fantastic.
On the phone.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
On the phone, and you know, we'll play a couple of those songs, and I'm very excited about that, for sure. And we have a couple of requests we're going to get to eventually if we can fix the computer. Even if we can't, we'll figure it out. You know how it is. All right, so it's 9:01 in the morning. I want to start off with some new noise. Right, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a band called Salt, and it's not the kind of salt that you rub in someone's wound, like S-A-L-T.
Or Veruca Salt.
Or Veruca Salt. It's S-A-U-L-T. I don't know why it's S-A-U-L-T, but it is. And they've got a new record called Don't Waste My Time, and this is the title track. Brand new noise here.
Let it rip.
At WMFO Medford.
Don't waste my time. Oh, she finds another, better forget it. Oh, you'll regret it. I don't try to change her, just leave her, leave her. You're not the only one, and see it, believe it. It's the only way you'll ever know.
WMFO, Medford. Hey, why'd you play that, Mike? That's an old 80s song. It's 9:23 in the morning here. Hi, Tom. Tom Ruprecht is here, too. And we have a surprise person on the phone in a second who better not be driving while he's talking to me. I'm sure he's not. But anyway, I played Easy Lover because it was Philip Bailey's birthday. He's the guy who was duetting there with the inimitable, omnivorous...
omnipresent at one point.
Yeah, omnipresent. And I'm thinking of another word that just means everywhere. I forget where it is, what it is. But anyway, Easy Lover. And we were just sort of joking about it. It's like, it's nice to hear that after decades of not hearing it. But it was everywhere back then.
It was.
But it was a great effort by both of them. Just before that, Black Crowes, a Tom request. I got it from a collection called Crowology. That was Remedy. It's always freaking great to hear that.
Thank you, Tom. My friend Marty said at one point, I like this band the first time they came around, when they were called the Rolling Stones.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. And then before that, the Rolling Stones from Exile on Main Street, Loving Cup, Erykah Badu from Baduism, that was On and On, and started off with New Noise from a band called Salt, S-A-U-L-T, the title track from something new they've done called Don't Waste My Time. And the guy on the phone here, Mark Hurwitz, Never Wastes My Time. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Good morning. How's it going, Mike? Hey, Tom.
Howdy.
It's good. So, so go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just waiting for you to say something because, you know, I never have anything to say.
Right. Well, actually, you know, you're on the phone because we like to hear from you, and you said, hey, can I call in because I have some breaking restaurant news.
Exactly. And don't mind the noise in the background. I'm on the road right now.
Yeah.
So... I'm literally on the road. I'm sitting in the middle of the road, but that's another story. But anyways, here's the big breaking... Yeah, I know. Okay, see you later. No.
All right.
So here's the news. Moody's Deli in Waltham, which had closed a few weeks ago.
Right.
And it's a very strange story. They quietly reopened. And so this is an award-winning deli, one of the best-known delis in New England. And it's a long and crazy story, but... late last month, they shut down abruptly, and the whole world kind of tilted on its axis. they closed. We found out it closed because they were operating without a license.
Oh, something you shouldn't do, right?
Insane. Exactly. So the original owner, he walked away from the business, and his name was the only one on the license. So... the current owners got called into City Hall And the licensing commission, they said, you got to shut down Moody's right now, right this moment, because you're operating illegally. So right in the middle of dinner time, they told the customers, you got to finish up and then go, because we have to shut down. That happened in late April. But they met up with the licensing commission, tough to say that, and the other day, and they got the approval to open. So now Moody's Deli is open again, and now they're trying to get the restaurant next door to reopen. But the problem is that the liquor license, they have to go through the process for that again. So it could be a while before they get a liquor license, could be a while before the restaurant opens. But at least right now, for those of you who like cured meats and who doesn't, Moody's Deli is open for business, which, and you're the first one to know this, well, other than my friends on social media, but it just happened.
It sort of sounds like it was on a technicality, because that guy walked away whose name was on the license. And
right.
Yeah, it was a technicality. That stinks, but it doesn't stink that they're back.
Oh, it's great that they're back. And the owners, you know, I saw them on a video. They seemed pretty nice. And, you know, it's just everyone's unhappy. The city council people were bummed out that they had to shut them down.
Cause
it was obvious that the city council people really liked Moody's.
So. Yeah, I mean, where do you get your, like, warm corned beef if you can't go to Moody's?
Nowhere, really. Well, there's places. But, yeah, I mean, as far as being on Moody Street, it's great. It's great news. So they're back, and, just got word of that earlier this morning, and,
All right, well, cool.
That's about what's going on.
Cool. Well, thank you for letting us know. And just a question for you. Whose car are we going to take?
We're going to take your car, because it's all about me, and I don't want to drive.
All right, Mark Horwitz, everybody. Thanks for letting us know. I know what I'm having for lunch now.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. See
bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, that was Mr. Mark Horwitz. And hey, for all the deli fans in Waltham, Moody's is back.
Yes, and be sure to check out, it's Hidden Boston?
Yeah, hiddenboston.com.
Yes. Got to get the plug in.
It's great stuff. And Mark, he mentioned his social media presence. He's a lot of fun. Not only is it very good news, but he's just a kind of a crazy guy, and it's fun to follow him. All right, so at 9:29 in the morning, I'm going to see Six Fox Whiskey tonight. Great band from around here that I learned about because of Mark Skin Radio and Christian's Cosmic Corner show, and going to see them tonight. And yesterday they had a world premiere for a video of a live version of something that appears on their album called 6FW, and I want to play it for you now. This is fantastic. It's called Threes. They call this done at the Revelry Sessions. I can't wait to see him tonight. New noise, as it were, from Six Fox Whiskey at WMFO. Make great.
flash of daylight. What is your aim in this? A fountain of doubt fills the sky above. Look out below, look out below, look out below. The strangers look like shadows in a haze, and you're running circles lost within the maze.
my neck. I can't seem to lose it since you left. But you took it too rough. I've been haunted enough. You need to let go. I can't help but feel I'm living with your ghost. Your ghost. And I can't help but feel I'm living with your ghost. Your ghost. I believe in voodoo. Do you? Do you? Do you? I believe in voodoo. Do you? Do you? Do you? I believe in voodoo. Do you? Do you? Do you? I believe in voodoo. Do you? Do you? Do you?
stuff you're telling me and anyone, you're hard enough. You don't have to put up a fight. You don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you.
Morning, Mr. Newman. Your mission, should you choose to accept it,
okay,
is to deliver a two-hour freeform music smorgasbord.
I will accept that mission. Sorry, the computer's broken. It's the best we could do. Thanks, Tom. It's WMFO, Medford. WAMFO Medford, 9:57 in the morning, which tells me as a wannabe DJ that I have to do a legal ID. So WMFO Medford. Hey, I'm Mike on the mic, and hey, that's Tom Rupecht over there. Hey, Tom.
Howdy.
And we're doing things. And we just did a set that's like all requests. Even though the first song is from me, but I can make a request, can't I? I'm allowed
to.
Hey,
I did.
Yeah. So whatever. All right. So that's what we did. We started off with a great local band. I just love these guys. Six Fox Whiskey, going to see them tonight with Chris Chin and with Jeff Myers. And I don't know who else is going, but it's going to be those guys are great. I've never seen them in the wild on stage, but they were here, which was great. But can't wait. That's something they just released yesterday, as I said before, called Threes. It's from their first record, but that's not the album version. That's something that they just did live. The video is out on all social media. It's called Threes Revelry Sessions. Right after that was a request for David P. Riley from last year's Hannah Wickland and the Steppin' Stones record. That was called Ghost. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. You always have wonderful requests. I know we played that before. Love to hear it again. And the lovely Robin Tricker from Saltwater Happy, last year's record. That was Need More Bob, a request for Frank Iafola, Farmer Frank, in the Magic Garden. Think about it. You'll figure out what he grows. You Too, just after that, from Mike Maloney, from 2004's How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. That was Sometimes You Can't Make It on Your Own. It was Bono's birthday yesterday. I don't know how old he is, but...
he's timeless.
This is why you're here. And he also said it was... I also should remind people that... what is it? National Food Day, did you say?
Food Drive Day.
Food Drive Day?
Yes. I think the post office is picking up food bags.
Oh. I can never find stuff when I look for it, but whatever. And then just before that, we started the set. Oh, no, we ended the set with a Tom request. That's what you requested.
Yes.
It's funny because you had requested that, and I'm like, oh, I hate that. But, I guess I'm rescinding my hate thing, because hate is bad, first of all. And second of all, that was a great cover by Weezer. Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah, and if you like that, check out on the internets. Yeah. They were on Jimmy Kimmel with Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal performing
really?
That song. They had joined them at Coachella, and then they came on Jimmy Kimmel and they did it, and it's awesome.
Oh, how did those guys look? I haven't seen them in years. Yeah?
Yeah, they looked a little bit older, but they still like okay. Yeah,
yeah, they had a look about them always. All right, just about 10 a.m. here at WMFO, and we have a PSA that Tom reminded me about because I forgot. But anyway, public service announcement. Go, Tom. Yay.
Why not cover your computer? Can't